This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Now, I've already covered a ton of news in the first hour, but I need to drill down into a lot of this. And I also need to carry out some of the things that I've already been talking about. And I get this posted to Infowars.com and NewsWars.com, so I'm going to go work on that right now, actually. But when we come back in the next segment, I am going to get into the latest on the mass shootings and how they're trying to start a civil war, and it's starting to get some purchase. It's starting to get some traction, and we've got to stop this. It's extremely serious. And then we're going to get more into Kashmir and that proxy war that the U.S. is now in with China, and just how incredible this time and point is in human history. But I want to air this John Bowne report, FBI deems conspiracy theorist the new terrorist, because this was all said right before this event took place. And right after I said they're planning to frame Q movement followers with events, because you can clearly see the cutouts and how this is working. I'm not saying anybody that's part of the Q thing is a bad person, but here's John Bowne's report.
Recently, an FBI bulletin dated May 30th, 2019, identified conspiracy theory-driven domestic extremists as a terror threat. The bulletin states the FBI assesses these conspiracy theories very likely will emerge, spread, and evolve in the modern information marketplace, occasionally driving both groups and individual extremists to carry out criminal or violent acts. However, the Bureau said another factor driving the mounting threat is the uncovering of real conspiracies or cover-ups involving illegal, harmful, or unconstitutional activities by government officials or leading political figures.
10 to 12 men, three teams, three shooters. The triangulation of fire, Clay Shaw, and David Bell discussed 2 months before. They calibrated their sights. They practiced on moving targets. They're ready.
Beware those that question the manufactured narrative. The military-industrial complex is watching you. Sierra Nevada Corporation, an aerospace and defense company in conjunction with U.S. military at Southcom, is conducting surveillance tests across 6 Midwestern states using high-altitude balloons, according to documents filed with the FCC. The Guardian reports, the Pentagon claims the balloons are intended to provide a persistent surveillance system to locate and deter narcotic trafficking and homeland security threats. The surveillance was authorized to be carried out from July 12, 2019 to 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, September 1, 2019. And they are currently surveying South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, Missouri, and Illinois. The balloons are connected through a mesh network, which allows them to share data, possibly using a video capture system called Gorgon Stare, a surveillance system comprised of 9 cameras capable of recording panoramic images across an entire city simultaneously. Jay Stanley of the ACLU says, "We do not think the American city should be subject to wide area surveillance in which every vehicle could be tracked wherever they go. We should not go down the road of allowing this to be used in the United States. And it's disturbing to hear that these tests are being carried out by the military, no less. There has been no response from the Pentagon, DARPA, Southcom, or the Sierra Nevada Corporation. None of the parties involved would say whether the Midwest vehicle data would be deleted, stored, or passed on to other federal or local agencies." Jay Stanley of the ACLU says, "We would like to know what they are doing with that data, how they are storing it, and whether they are contemplating deploying this in the United States. Because if they decide that it's usable domestically, there's going to be enormous pressure to deploy it. Even more disturbing is says that Sierra Nevada Corporation isn't the only company doing the tests. WorldView recently did a dozen tests for a client they won't name, gathering data they won't reveal, protecting the privacy of the client while preying on the privacy of millions of average American citizens. John Bound reporting.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I am posting on InfoWars.com right now congressional testimony by U.S. intelligence agencies that the United States has been completely penetrated by the communist Chinese and is basically under their control to a great extent. Now, this was all done by design by the globalists. And it's a big deal for the government to go ahead and start announcing it to lawmakers to prepare themselves. Many of the lawmakers who are in the committee are actually Chinese communist agents, fully compromised. Dianne Feinstein, Chuck Schumer, many of the other senators, Wyden, Murphy, they're all on the payroll, literally. And that's why they're so damn scared, and that's why they want me off the air. But too late. Too late. Because if you talked about this, folks, they would come after you like a ton of bricks. But we did. And now it's all popularized, and others have the courage to speak, and you are screwed. So enjoy yourselves, big boys. Treason is quite a big deal. So good luck, buckos. You'll be lucky. You'll be lucky to go canoeing or maybe kayaking while you're in prison. To some nice prisons with water sports. You're swimming in the ocean, swimming in the creeks, swimming in the pools with bubbles and fishies. A lot of beautiful things out there. Oh, but you're hoping the Chi-Coms can defeat America. So you've been a giving them the green light to cause a race war in America. Now, seriously, all these Chi-Com media operatives, CNN, MSNBC, Hollywood on the Chi-Com payroll, they really are sick freaks. Lecturing Americans how we're Nazis and how America's bad and how we're evil. Well, they are on the literal military and corporate and financial mammary gland of the communist Chinese. That they fence American technology and money and investment through, which is then gravied back on top of them. No wonder they're so scared. Because they've reached and gone so incredibly far. So what is their only hope? Their only hope is to cause a civil war in this country. Oh, and that's exactly what's in the report for the U.S. Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Studies and analysis of international threats and how the communist Chinese have penetrated the entire United States. Hmm. They were given the keys to everything. But not anymore. And their whole ruse to get us obsessed with the Russians as a distraction, when Russia, like the U.S., teeters back and forth under globalist control, with all the same attack on the family, attack on God, attack on the culture, attack on the borders, attack on the currency, all the same stuff. Russia has the same enemies that are in bed with China. So I want to go to your phone calls on the geopolitical insanity of this, the fact that the CFR and Trilateral Commission and their mouthpieces, like the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times and Atlantic Monthly and the Financial Times of London and the Foreign Affairs, are all saying the international order that we've always known is dead and that war is now going to start. And that's because you're triggering the Chi-Coms to start wars. They started it in the South China Sea. They started it in Hong Kong. They started it in Vietnam. They're at war with Vietnam right now. They've had massive battles going on. You just don't hear about it on our news. Just like the first 2 days when India invaded Kashmir, you didn't hear anything about it. It was no coverage because the system was shocked by it. It was like waiting to get the word. But now you go to CNN, MSNBC, Trump's bad, Modi's bad, the poor Muslims are being ethnically cleansed by the Hindus. That's like saying the Jews were ethnically cleansing the Germans in World War II. It's ass backwards. But meanwhile, at the same time, what's happening? Four former Fed chiefs issue stark warning. U.S. Central Bank must be independent. Even though the Federal Reserve Act usurped much of our national sovereignty to private European banks, they still have the provision that the president could remove people from the Board of Governors of New York and put new people on. So President Trump is exercising that power, saying China's devaluing the currency. You've been making major investments with our treasuries in China. You've been setting policy. That's over. And then four former Fed chiefs, because Trump's been removing three members of the board the last year. Everything you always wanted Ron Paul to do. Everything we always talked about. Take over the Federal Reserve. Abolish it. Well, it's just easier to take it over. That's the infrastructure. We're like Siamese twins with it now after 104 years. 105 years. Since 1913. Hard to believe it's been that long. And so crawling out from under their rocks, the heads of the private bank consortium that hijacked this country in 1913 that sold out our power for their own personal power to China, come out and say, well, the Federal Reserve shouldn't be for America, and what Trump's doing with it's very dangerous. Who died and made you God? So, who would know if Trump's for real? This is the biggest proof in the pudding you're ever going to see. CNN, four former Fed chiefs issue stark warning. U.S. Central Bank must be independent. In an apparent public rebuke of President Donald Trump, Paul Volcker, that fossil was around under Nixon. Alan Greenspan, Ben Bernanke, Janet Yellen wrote an op-ed published by the Wall Street Journal that the U.S. Central Bank must be able to make decisions based on best interest of the nation. Not the interest of a small group of politicians. Some of the Federal Reserve Act says the president's the only person that has veto over your ass. After 105 years or whatever it is, he's 106 years. Are you running us in the ground? And China? And unfair trade and devaluing their currency? And then you're going to tell us that you never raised interest rates on Obama, but you raised them a bunch under Trump? And now that Trump says, don't kill our economy when we're in a trade war, you call, oh, that's not in the interest of the country. As the Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and all the big banks run around bad-mouthing the dollar and saying it's going down and America's going down. They're all cheerleading against America and against our president. And the politicians they own tell us America was never great. It'll never be great. America sucks. Take down the American flag. The Border Patrol are Nazis. We're killing the children. They're drinking out of toilets. And magically, two Antifa guys, and it turned out both of them are Antifa. They tried to expunge it. Didn't work in Ohio or in Texas. Two mentally ill devil worshippers stroll in and do all this, and I tell you, it's the American people's fault. Why are they always devil worshippers? Because that's who Democrats are. But here are these private bankers all telling us that the economy's going down, we're all dead ducks, right in the middle of Trump removing us from the globalist position that was designing us for economic and cultural collapse and the demoralization. And there's no doubt Trump's doing it, and there's no doubt that this is amazing. And there's no doubt what he did with India and what Modi did is super dangerous, but India has lost more than half its territory. The UN tried to take a third of it, but India said, we'll go to war unless you leave it autonomous, and then the Chinese rolled in. So the Chinese rolled in. The Indians rolled in to stop that. And that's where we're at, folks. This is how world wars start, and we're in the middle of the beginning of World War IV. And it's starting right there in Kashmir. You heard it here first. Stay with us. I'm going to give the number out. I'm going to hit the latest on the mass shooting and the Democrats blaming Trump, saying he better not come to Texas.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Public enemy numero uno. You have to be a communist or a mega billionaire, anti-American scumbag. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Infowars.com and Newswars.com are the verboten, forbidden websites you're not supposed to visit and you're not supposed to share. You're not supposed to listen to David Knight, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Infowars.com/show. You're not supposed to listen to Owen Schroyer, weekday afternoons, 3 p.m. Central after the broadcast, either. You're not supposed to share it, definitely. You're supposed to sit down and shut up. Mark Zuckerberg said so just a few months ago. He said, don't share Alex Jones' name, his photo, or his websites in any positive vein, or you'll be banned. And since then, thousands of people have posted where they're told just that. And any Infowars.com or Alex Jones photo is blurred out. The old Soviet Union used to do that, too, in newspapers. They go back and airbrush out people that have been disappeared. Very, very dangerous, and Congress needs to act. But first, we've got to cut off the funding, the Chi-Coms that are doing it. Now, the fact that we've gotten to the point that this is coming out is incredible. And just praise God and thank you, Jesus, and pass the ammunition, because, figuratively, the info war, because this is an incredible time to be alive. And you see the squealing and the squawking and the freaking out and the chicken with the head cut off behavior, and that's because these criminal networks are having their money cut off right now. And for everything you see Trump doing, there is a lot going on behind the scenes. And Trump defeated the witch hunt. He was bought for over 2 years, and now we're really starting to move in the right direction. He's doing some frightening things on guns with rhetoric, which is meant to take the wind out of their sails and kill their arguments, and then encourage them to say, ban all the guns, like Joe Biden said last night. We'll play that coming up. It's still dangerous. Very dangerous game. To intellectually cede anything to these people when it's all a fraud. But still, it's an amazing time. I want to get your take on, do you agree with me about this historical time that World War IV has begun? It's an economic culture war. Do you think we're going to win this thing? What do you think Trump should do? What are you doing? What do you make of the mass shootings? What do you make of the private Federal Reserve not doing what Trump wanted, so he started removing members of the board? A few months ago, he's removed three, nominated new people, and now the private Federal Reserve comes out, the former directors, and say, you're not a good American. You need to stop exercising authority when it's in the Federal Reserve Act. But no president except Nixon kind of made some noises, and they removed him quickly. Nobody's gone up against the big banks. Nobody. But see, Trump has an ace in the hole. The Pentagon, the thinkers, the people in the public, they know China was given the upper hand and we were sold out to them. So there's an ace of spades that this is treason. There's an ace of spades that we're going to kill our prosperity. It was one thing to be selling out to the Chinese for 30 years when we were all getting a bunch of money and the country was still doing okay. But now that we're the fattened Christmas hog, getting walked in to have our throat slit, a lot of folks that kind of turned a blind eye are going, why should we give up all our power? See, it's a separation of power issues. The founders knew this. They knew bad, corrupt men would get in government at some point. But if they all had three branches of government fighting with each other for power, no branch would ever get an upper hand. Two smart guys. Thomas Jefferson, pretty smart. Probably one of the smartest ever lived. And also head of the Illuminati, but then he got out of it. That's in George Washington's letters, too. You know what's so amazing about history is that it's all right there for everybody to see. Actually, all right there. And so I want to take some of your phone calls. And I said yesterday I'll take like 10, but a bunch more came in, and then I didn't get to four callers. So 10 only, so I get to you. I got to the 10, but I didn't get to the others, and I apologize. 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers, long-time callers, whatever, 877-789-2539. Specifically on this incredible historical time that we're alive in. But remember we said Walmart's building makeshift prisons that look like they have prisons next to family areas that aren't prisons, and now it's all in the news. There was a secret program under Obama to prepare for mass immigration that Obama was preparing with the UN, and we were right about it all. Isn't that amazing? Trump to visit El Paso and Dayton, Ohio, testing his ability to heal, says the Wall Street Journal, his supposed friend. Same Wall Street Journal, you know, telling us Trump's doing a bad job. And, oh, you've got Democrats saying, you better not come here, Trump. Better not come here, Trump. Why, you're the reason this happened. They want to lie about Trump, put words in his mouth. No, he should go, just like he's gone to other events. It's healing. A lot of the families are saying, we absolutely want him here. How dare the media say we don't want him here? They're just trying to put salt in the wounds. But here's a clip of Trump critic, Representative Veronica Escobar, saying, do not come to El Paso.
I live in an extraordinary community. People have come together like never before. People are wrapping their arms around one another. We had two beautiful vigils last night. We are the epitome of goodness as a community. We welcome the stranger. We take care of the vulnerable. And that is who El Paso is. And I'm so proud to be a member of this community. Words have consequences. And the president has made my community and my people the enemy. He has told the country that we are people to be feared, people to be hated. He has done that at his rallies. He has done that through his Twitter. I heard earlier someone mention that he may be coming here. I hope that he has the self-awareness to understand that we are in pain, and we are mourning, and we are doing our very best in our typical, beautiful, graceful El Paso way to continue to be resilient. And so I would ask his staff and his team to consider the fact that his words and his actions have played a role in this.
All right, enough of Veronica Escobar going on to say don't come here. Mexico, again, 200,000 dead the last 10 years. Millions unaccounted for. Massive collapse in corruption. Coyotes raping 80% of the women and young children that come across. Sex slavery. Senate reports. Obama builds the emergency centers. Democrats run and get the money off of them. That's even been in mainstream news. The people pour across. We catch and release 90% of them. The others are have criminal records are sent back. Our border's wide open. And then Trump simply tries to secure it and say it's okay to have a border. And she says being a nationalist at all is racist. I mean, that's what they're saying about Italy's president, saying that having a country itself, believing in your nation, is supremacist. Like the Indians don't want to lose part of their country. The UN tried to take. So they're taking it back because China moved in. China moved in with paramilitary, with Pakistan. They've been attacking, killing Indians every day. So they roll in and say, it's our country. No. Oh, you're a Hindu supremacist. Meanwhile, the Hindu guys look just like the Muslims, because the Muslims used to be Hindus or Buddhists. They just got converted to Islam, because Islam's taking over half of India. And that's not enough. The Muslims are bombing all over India, and India's supposed to sit there and take it. It's like America's supposed to take a collapsing border. No, Trump's our president. He's going to the border, rich, and that's the way it is. Your call's coming up.
Imagine if somebody told you 20 years ago that in the future, universities would be saying, don't use the term America or American, and that American flags would be seen as offensive, and that federal courts would be ruling that it's a hate symbol. That's all happening. The left are fascist authoritarians. They're bullies. They're criminals. And now they're trying to make us take down the American flag. They're saying the Betsy Ross flag, our original flag, is evil when she was an abolitionist. But people are fighting back. It's a symbol war. in this information war at InfoWarsStore.com. They're funding our operation, getting great T-shirts, a bunch of great designs, and standing up to the globalists. They're trying to shut down InfoWars. A true 360 win. So get your Betsy Ross flags and Don't Tread on Me American flags, original designs, at InfoWarsStore.com, and stand up to the globalists, stand up to the tyrants, and let them know these colors don't run. We're flying them proud.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Now, we've reached the halfway point of the global broadcast, and I've only scratched the surface. We're going to get to as much as we can. We have the War Room with Owen Schroeder today that's going to have coverage of Air Force One stepping, landing, setting down, and then Trump going to the site of what happened and comforting those who lost loved ones and those that are injured in El Paso. And the Democrats are telling him that when he sets down, he shouldn't do that. He shouldn't dare do that because they're just going to call him a Nazi and make up more lies about it. But Trump's not going to go along with that and let them put words in his mouth. Now, I've got a whole crew in there trying to get Dayton, Ohio coverage, and the media is not covering Trump in Dayton. They're just covering the protesters. And they're covering the protesters. I've got satellite feeds of people in El Paso. That's how controlled all of this is. Don't let you hear what the president actually said. Just put words in his mouth. That's what happens when they deplatform you. And more, they're not covering his speeches. They're not covering his quotes. The corporate media is so scared, they are absolutely blocking what the president said in Dayton. But we're getting that video for you, and we're going to have it for you. But when he is there, they're going to do their best to not let you see him bring people together. All they do is give the little inflatable Trump baby balloon coverage, no matter where he goes in the world. And we are showing you, again, satellite footage of some of what's going on and also what happened earlier in Dayton. We have to go to a lot of trouble to blur these events out because there's so many cuss words by the Democrats on the signs and being said. You know, I never got to this yesterday. I was so busy covering Kashmir and the fact that this global crisis is intensified. We didn't get to the Mitch McConnell's house in Kentucky with a bunch of people coming to his house saying, we're going to stab you in the heart. We're going to kill you. DrudgeReport.com linked to our article when we first broke it. And, of course, Tucker Carlson covered it last night. He's had them come to his house as well. But what was crazy about the videos that we have time later, I'll play, we have a guest joining us, is that they have small children with them, and the small children have signs saying F. McConnell, the murderer turtle, as they're calling him, and they're in front of his house saying, we're going to stab you in the heart. We're going to stab you in the heart. And you just look at these scum. They're so full of themselves, using what happened at these shootings to then project it on anybody else out of 340 million Americans and say that people deserve to die. Dayton shooter Connor Betts is America's first Antifa killer. Mainstream media, AP reports. Dayton mass shooter attended Antifa rally armed with guns similar to one used in massacre. Turned out he was loved Satan and couldn't wait to be in hell with Satan and was in a new popular liberal movement where you sing about raping and killing women. It's the super hot thing with the left. Women are involved in it as well because degrading themselves is the best thing. Celebrate killing babies as well. Dayton mass shooter attended an Antifa rally armed with guns similar to the one used in massacre, was in a music band that celebrated defiling Christ and women and raping women. Bernie Sanders campaign, don't blame us for Dayton, blame Trump for El Paso, even though the psychotic devil worshiper from Dayton was a huge Bernie Panda supporter. Squad leader, AOC, Trump is directly responsible for the mass shootings in El Paso. That's right. Continuing, 2019 data shows 51% of mass shooters were black, only 29% were white. Paul Joseph Watson article, Infowars.com. That's not laying blame on black people. It's still a very small percentage of black people that commit crime. But half of the mass shootings in this country is black on black. You know who kills black people? Black people. Number one killer of white people is white people. We kill people we know, people we're pissed off at. That's who's killing who. There's another big article. The National Review does an occasional good job. Mass murder without guns. And the fact that cars, planes, trucks, knives, baseball bats are way more common than guns. And that in areas like China and areas in Europe, there are more people killed with knives and hatchets and things than there are with guns and mass deaths. Yeah, some of these truck attacks kill over 100 people. Do we go, we need to ban trucks? All right, let's go to your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen. Ahead of a very interesting fellow joining us, my wife's a fan of his work and listens to it, and so I've listened to it on some road trips and things. And I noticed when I was Googling him, he's a listener of the show and has, you know, the Answer 1984, 1776 shirts and stuff. So he's got whatonearthishappening.com. Mark Passio has been rescheduled twice. It's all the big crises going on. He's a really smart guy. Hope he'll be a regular guest getting into natural law and kind of his view on fake Christians, how the occult works. He says a lot of stuff that I think is really smart. We're going to get him to be on the show this next hour as well. So that's all coming up. Let's go to your phone calls now. We got Kenneth, John, Pastor Sam, Tracy, Carlos, Bill, Chase the Patriot, Rick, Brad, and Kevin. So I don't say first-time callers. These guys get in, but they're all great callers. That's okay. Pastor Sam's been calling in for 20 years or something. He's in El Paso. He says he's at the anti-Trump protest. What are you seeing, Pastor Sam?
All kinds of fat liberal chicks. Hard to tell for sure that they're chicks, but we are talking about thousands of milkshakes went into the making of some of these protesters. I came up from Mexico for this. I'm really happy that Trump has pushed a pawn in Guatemala. And then I've been waiting for the other shoe to drop, and then chaos breaks out all over the world. You're right, Alex. The Chinese are furious. They're causing military attacks. And all of these.
That's right. You're a pastor, a missionary. You've been calling for many years in Mexico. You've called in about the Chinese communist presence and how they're trying to foment Mexico, all this stuff.
Yes, and about the communist president in Mexico and the fall of country after country, getting communist presidents in, like the newest one in Panama, got elected with 33% of the vote. So he's the one in charge now, Nito Cortizo. And that's another country that. Very unlikely that we can count on. So Trump finally came in and signed this agreement with Guatemala, and this is deportation is the law. Anybody from Africa, anybody from South America that goes through Guatemala and then sets foot in the USA goes directly to Guatemala. And that's why AOC is in Guatemala right now with Nancy Pelosi for a huge event tomorrow.
That's right. They're in another country trying to break our border. You talk about treason.
The whole Mod Squad is down there, the Broad Squad or whatever they call themselves, plus Nancy Pelosi, plus Norma J. Torres, the Guatemalan-born California congresswoman that I have broadcasted about before on your show. She was in an interview at least 6 months ago. It's up on my YouTube channel in Spanish, where in the interview it's clearly admitted that many of the migrants are from Venezuela. And that's back when they were denying it. So they're all down there. They're trying to stop what Trump has done, but the fact is, it is law now.
That's right. Let's be clear. Guatemala got paid off by the UN and Soros to set up giant refugee camps to stage people to then flood and then go to the Democrat facilities built by Obama that Democrats literally own. Rich donors own these camps that were put in the old Walmarts they kept secret. And then Trump's just trying to fix the problem, and they're calling him a Nazi, saying people drink out of toilets, and AOC's donors literally, it's been in the news, own the facilities, brother.
Seriously, it's unreal. If somebody does not believe it, just look at the newspaper. It's in Breitbart. She is in Guatemala.
I know. I saw that. Tomorrow. Listen, Pastor Sam, I've never done it, but we're going to launch that podcast with callers. Get his name and number. He'll be one of the guys that does it. We're going to do it soon, but I've been a little busy. Believe me, I'm trying to get it done here. I'm busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You see a live sat feed coming into our news center in Central Texas from far, far west Texas, El Paso. Talk about a romantic looking town and area. It looks like the wild, wild west when you're there. I think you're in the middle of an old western. I'm right over that border. It's the most dangerous city in all of Mexico. And Trump thinks we should have a wall there. Well, there is a wall there. Was there before he ever got in office. And Obama and all of them said the exact same things Trump said. And now that Trump's in, oh no, he's evil. I want to rush through your calls because there's a lot of them, and I'm sure they're all excellent. Just briefly, seriously, I don't want to say we're treading water because I've found ways to cut things and do certain things and do this and that. It's still fund our operation, but man, if we had more money, we could sure hurt the globalists a lot worse. Plus, our supplements are the very best. Our water filtration, our air filtration, it's all really excellent. The non-GMO heirloom seeds, the shortwave radios, the T-shirts, the books, the films, the Betsy Ross flag shirts, all of it is at InfoWarsStore.com. And we're extending last week's big sale because they reminded me. They said, hey, the 6th yesterday is the anniversary of you getting banned to set the precedent for the global Chinese social credit score. You got to make that point. Here we are, a year later, still fighting thanks to your support. Let me tell you, these are products you need. So get your Real Red Pill Plus, 60% off. We've never done that. Even though it's a great seller, I want you to experience how amazing the stuff is. And I'm not going to get into everything it's in it, but Real Red Pill Plus, Survival Shield X2, DNA Force Plus back in stock. It's massively discounted. Ultra 12, Turbo Force is amazing. The protein bars are back. The coffee's great. Just find out about each and every one of them for yourself. I had an earache this weekend because I didn't wash my ears out after I swam in the lake, and it's the hot part of the summer. And I just went and found some cologne because I didn't have any alcohol, poured it in my ear. It only partially killed the bacteria. I got home the next day because I was out the lake, and I found Coil Silver from InfoWarsStore.com, little quarter bottle we had left, dumped it in my ear. Within 10 minutes, the bacteria wore dead. The pain was gone, baby. And I'm not a tough guy, but I can handle a little pain. Well, maybe I'm a little tough, but the point is that I was taking Advil. It was hurting so bad that night. And, I mean, 10 minutes, just bye-bye, dead. The cologne, you know, that has alcohol in it, didn't do it. It knocked it about halfway out, then later it came back. The bacteria, like, powered through it. That silver hit him. Double X's, baby. Dead as a doornail. InfoWarsStore.com has what is rated the safest, 30 parts per million. You can get it even stronger. I don't recommend you take that. You shouldn't ingest it. It kills bacteria and viruses for a reason. It's poison. It's good poison, but it's poison. So we sell what is the studied, most recommended to be that good medium between 30 parts per million from the top lab in the country. Like Super Silver Wound Gel, that is the strongest over-the-counter silver you can get. Do not ingest that if you value your kidneys and your liver. But let me tell you, it works like a ton of bricks on topical stuff. It's strong. Okay, let's go to your calls. John in Delaware, Kenneth, Tracy, Carlos, Bill, Chase the Patriot, Rick, Brad, he's been home the longest here. That would be John in Delaware. Thanks for calling, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I just want to start off. I'm absolutely disgusted and pissed off with these people and this stuff with all this, the gun control stuff. And I just think that we have to find a way to get the real facts out there, somehow, just with the amount of long guns that are used, it's 3.7%.
That's the whole other area. You had 200,000 dead in Mexico, thousands of mass graves right across the border in El Paso, heads dumped off at the police station all the time, reporters killed. None of it gets covered.
Go ahead. No, I mean, Beto's out on the news saying that the United States, that we lead the world in gun deaths, and we have 0.6 per 100,000, dying of murder.
No, we're not even in the top 20 countries for gun deaths. I mean, my God, that is asinine. And they know that. What we have is a gang problem in certain areas, and we have about 100 people a year getting killed in mass shootings. It's a tragedy, but the media hypes it, just like shark attacks. The average person, as I've said, is scared to death of getting out over their head in the water, because they think sharks are going to eat them. And, yeah, you might get bit by a black tip or something. It's not going to kill you, but it's still really rare. Exactly. The statistics show more guns, less crime. Now, there's a slight uptick in mass shootings by white dudes who happen to be devil worshipers. I mean, did you notice it's come out that both these guys were devil worshipers, but it's all hidden?
Right. Well, my question to you is, what can we do to just stop these people? I think maybe if Trump even came out and laid out the real statistics in this country with the gun stuff, I mean, there's got to be some way where these people, all these Democrats, they go on all these shows.
Well, they know what they're doing, and Trump knows it's all emotional, so he doesn't want to get a statistic fight with them because it'll sound like he doesn't care about the 20 dead. I mean, if it's your mama or your brother that got killed by this guy. By the way, this guy is autistic. Didn't know where he was, told police he went to Walmart to get food. They all report other shooters in solid black, didn't have any other clips on him. And then he turned himself into police down the road, and that's why they didn't beat the hell out of him, because they weren't even sure it was him when he walked up to him. So does any of that sound like it's legitimate to you?
It's the same old story. It's the crazy-looking guy. It's, you know, reports of one thing from the people that were on the ground. Then you hear a whole different, a whole different spin.
Sure, and they'll argue, well, always the first reports are conflicting. Sure. Well, they'll say like two shooters because different people saw the same guy. No, this is men in all black, blue eyes, shooting people. And he comes in with one clip and supposedly does all this, doesn't get caught there. There's no security at the biggest and most busy Walmart in America. Does anyone buy this?
No, I sure don't. I mean, and it's going to keep happening. They keep hyping it up. We're up here in Delaware. We just fought a big gun ban thing a few months ago. Now we already have some of our representatives after this, you know, calling to reintroduce it again this year. When it just all got voted down, we all went to rallies, we put up, and they're just using it. And I just think that we have to find a way to just shut their argument down and just stick it right up their ass.
No, I agree. God bless you, brother. Let me just say this about all this, and I'm not tooting my horn, and I hate to give them ideas, but believe me, they're run by Alexander Soros. That we've got the documents. That's who funds Antifa. If they're smart, and these guys are nihilistic suicide heads, like the guy that attacked the ICE facility said he wanted to die 3 weeks ago, they will go and attack and say they're right-wingers. Well, they first said the guy in Dayton was a right-winger. No, he was an avowed lover of Satan. He had lyrics about wanting to have sex with Satan and how to rape women and drink women's blood. I mean, I'm not going to read all this to you on air. It's bad. They took all the videos down. But he had a devil worship band about raping women and drinking menstrual fluid and just stuff I'm not going to even say. I'm already saying some of it. And, of course, it was screwing kids, and it's all the same crap. It's a spirit. Take one damn look at that guy's eyes. I said the first day, that's a devil worshiper. I went on air Sunday, and I said, that's a devil worshiper. And he's a devil worshiper. You know what devil worshipers look like? Weak little pieces of crap with demon eyes. He was a porno grind band that released songs about raping and killing women. Yeah, there's the headlines. I'm not even going to read the transcripts of this. Look, these people want to rape babies, okay? I mean, it's real simple. They love Satan. They want to kill babies. They've told me this to my face. I go to Democrat events. They walk up and go, I love Satan. I'm going to kill you. I kill babies. And you're like, oh, they're just doing that to freak me out. No, we've infiltrated their groups. That's what they do at the meetings. They'll walk around and go, I like to screw kids. I like to poop my pants. I like to. You're like, who the hell? These are demons, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're not a demon, you don't get it. You don't understand it. And I understand you don't understand it because you're not a demon. These people are. And I haven't even gotten to the big story. They have that FBI guy that goes on TV and says that Trump is a white supremacist. He says Trump lowered the flags for Hitler. I'm not joking. That clip in your calls is coming up. And then our special guest, Mr. Passio. Hour number three straight ahead. InfoWars.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.